You're listening to Black Girl Blueprint.
Because Black girls did it first.
And honestly, better.
Period.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Black Girl Blueprint, your fave podcast for all the Gen Z Black Girl tea. My name's Lauren.
And my name is McKean, and thanks to y'all for tuning into today's episode.
Today, we are having, I think, a really important conversation. I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time because I think I just have so much anger bottled up about these experiences, and I want to let it out. But pretty much a universal experience for every woman is just dealing with creepy men on the street.
For real.
Catcalled, being violated, and we just wanted to have a conversation about just what it's like to go through those experiences, but also like how to come out from them and like how to mitigate them.
I feel like the crazy part about the fact that we've all had these experiences is that, at least for me, I don't think I talk about them a lot. And like that was hard in writing this, is that I know I've had so many of these, but only like one that happened to me like yesterday is able to like clearly come to mind. Otherwise, it's just like a blur of the fact that like I know that these things have happened. So I mean, hopefully this will be something that allows everyone to just process the things that have happened to us, whether hopefully it's helpful in a productive way, gives us some peace, gives them some closure, whatever that means.
I hope so too. I need a little therapy session for all of us. But before we get into that, of course, we should start with the Read the Room. So for anyone who is new here, the Read the Room is a segment that we start off every show with. We're going to be chatting about just some of our thoughts about what's going on in pop culture right now, Black Twitter, our personal lives, any questions or topics that you send in. And today we're going to be starting off with Miss, yes. Is it Shakari or Shakari? I never remember.
Shakari.
All right. Well, Miss Girl was in a little race, and yes. She did that.
She came in last place. For anyone who doesn't know, she finally got to compete. I forget what the actual like name of the race was. It wasn't an Olympic thing, but she finally got to compete against all the girls she would have competed against at the Olympics had she been allowed to compete. And she did come in last place. And it's been the follow-up on the internets has been very fascinating. Mm-hmm. In that I think a lot of people were waiting for something like this to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, it was giving very Diaspora Wars from what I was seeing. It was more just like Jamaicans versus Americans type of thing that I found really.
See, I think there's two sides, I guess, that was happening. Because there was that, and then there was the people that were like kind of just waiting for a reason to dismiss her as like too overly cocky and all of that from jump.
I did see that too, yeah. I saw a lot of the memes that were kind of talking about like, oh, how does your like post-run interview like look like a rapper coming out of like a concert with some drama or whatever? Like people are just wondering how she's like kind of quote unquote always in drama or controversy when literally all she has to do is just run. And right. I was like, I don't know. I don't know that much about Miss Girl. I know there was something... Wasn't there something that she said that was out of pocket after the race, though?
Oh, did she? I actually didn't watch the video. Shoot, we did not prepare well.
It wasn't... No. I watched the post that game. It was her just being like, oh, like, I'm still, like, the sixth best in the world.
Oh, like, these girls aren't seeing me,
right. Type of thing. I mean, I love Shakari. I'm here for her. I do support her. I do think she is extremely cocky, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe she has reason to be. I'm never gonna tell her to like dim down, but I do think it is like, I guess that's what people are finding off-putting.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard because like, it's always a hard conversation for me when it comes to like telling any Black woman to be a little bit more humble. Like I try to not do that. And I think maybe this will just, I think this is a lesson for her. She's our age. Like, imagine how many times you've gone, like, this is the most relatable thing when you've just overestimated yourself and your own abilities. And not even that things that you're not capable of, but you just didn't maybe put the work in to make sure that you were able to show up as your best self. So, like, I'm thinking, like, even in a small scale, like, on a exam when I'm just like, oh, I got it, whatever. Like, I know everything. I'm not going to study. And it doesn't go very well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's any more than that. Like, it just sucks for her that it's happening on like such a public stage and such a grand stage. But I'm excited for her still, yet like I think she has more to come, and I feel like we're watching her go through a really trying time in her life, which I can only imagine how hard that is.
It must be so difficult to go through this platform. Just, I mean, people came right away with the jokes and the memes and like coming for her, and it must be really difficult. I do forget that she's our age as well. It must be so difficult.
That's why I have to give it to her. Like, you still got the confidence. I mean, like, you got to have the confidence and other things. And I don't think she does not have the abilities. Like, I'm sure she could show up and do better next time. And like, it's early in her career, but like, I do have to give it to her for holding on to that through all this. Because dang, like, you were getting roasted by everybody.
That's fair. Yeah.
But anyways, prayers up for Miss Girl. I wish
prayers her the- up, Miss Girl. We're still rooting for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Next on the little roster is Miss Beyonce and her new, I don't even know if it's a partnership or just a campaign with Tiffany. And basically, she is officially the fourth person ever and the first Black woman to wear their, like, I think they call it the Tiffany diamond. Mm-hmm. It's like a blood diamond that they stole.
Yep. That's what the controversy is. We're like, how are y'all so proud of this? Like, how is this? Is this giving what y'all thought that it was? Also, the campaign itself really wasn't giving. I saw another video. Do you know who Anna Taylor-Joy is?
Actress. No. Oops.
Blonde white girl. Anyway, she was like a part of the campaign too, and it was just so poorly done. I saw Ayana talking about it.
I saw the pictures. I know. I never saw her face before, but I know who you mean now.
It was not giving what it was supposed to give.
It's not. And the Basquiat piece in the back, which, like, Jay-Z is obsessed with Basquiat. We know this. That's why he's doing his hair the way he is. Like, that's not new knowledge. But, like, it was just in poor taste. And I also feel like Tiffany as a brand is just struggling to, like, future-proof their image.
Yeah. Who's to say? Yeah, I'm really grateful, though, that there was the controversy, because I think there is a tendency when it comes to Beyonce because of the Beehive to just be like, oh, no, like, these people can do, like, whatever they want or whatever. But I think there is a way to, like, be like, Beyonce, you look beautiful, you look great, but also be like, let's talk about the history of, like, exploitation and colonialism here at work.
To be honest, though, and this is for anyone who's listening, I just want you to know this is coming from a member of the Beehive whole life. Mm-hmm. So I'm never going to hate on Miss Beyonce, but this is very on brand for her. Like, they love Black wealth. They love, like,
reclaim.
Like, why else would they shoot their whole video in the Louvre? You know what I mean? Like,
this
makes complete sense for the Carter brand in, like, a way that is so in line with everything they've done for the past, like, decade, in a way that I can't be mad at them, like, because
we knew what we were getting.
Right. We knew they were black.
Right.
For Tiffany, however, though, I'm just like, this is what y'all want to do. Like,
Tiffany, like, that's who you're gonna give it
to. Right. Like, it just doesn't, it makes sense to want, like, Beyonce as, like, the first Black icon to wear it. Yeah, but it's just like, who are y'all trying to reach with this? And they also did a campaign with who was it? They did a campaign with Tracee Ellis Ross too recently that they were like, they're really trying really hard to reach Gen Z in a way that's just not, it's missing at every turn. And like, the brand image is in shambles. I'm like, hire me if y'all need some help.
Oh my goodness. Their diversity team is working overtime. They're really trying. They're
doing overtime and also just like doing nothing. Cause like
nothing, giving us absolutely, I can't. Anyway. The last thing that we want to talk about is this crate challenge. We would be remiss to not mention this at all. For anyone who doesn't know, I don't know how you don't know, because it's all that I've been seeing on my timeline for the past week. There's this new challenge, I guess, or this new thing going on where people will like stack crates up in kind of like a pyramid type shape and try to like climb up them and down them. And that's like the challenge. Right. So many people are getting injured. And it hurt.
And like, the thing is, there'd be like no support around it. I'm just
no
like,
spotters,
no
whatsoever.
Mattresses, no people to catch y'all. Like, it's just everyone watching and like waiting for these people to hurt themselves 6 feet up in the air on these riggedy crates.
Oh no, I don't.
Would you do it?
Absolutely not. I can barely walk upstairs, and you want me to walk up on those crates? There's no way.
Yeah.
No,
I know
my limits.
I would do it. If and only if there was like, I would fall and not hurt myself for sure.
That's fair.
Then I would try, because I'm like, I feel like I have a little bit of that. I'm too competitive to be like, oh, y'all are doing it, like, I can do it.
Did you see that video of that guy who did it and he was just like rolling a blunt the whole time?
Yes. Oh my God. Him and the girl in the heels, they win for me. Did you see her?
I think so. Yeah.
She had this squat that she held the whole time. I was like, wow, the core strength.
Come on, goodness. Go ahead.
Anyways, I have to give it to them.
I just hope these people go to the emergency room. Did you see the guy who was putting like an ice pack on his like literally inflamed lung? Like it looked Yes, I'm telling you.
This is so stupid. The internet loves to do stupid stuff. I guess it's been a while though, because remember when there was that phase of like Kylie Jenner lip challenge, the cinnamon challenge, the ice salt and ice, whatever. Of people
burning just themselves
to like harm themselves.
See, I didn't take part in that, and I'm not about to start now. It's
if
not
that happened like in it. The pandemic, like we would have seen a lot more deaths.
We would have. Yeah, no.
Anyways, yeah, I won't be doing the crate challenge. Prayers up. See, the thing is, like, why I saw this tweet that was like, they're really out here dropping off milk crates in the hood to kill y'all. Right. As if we're not tolerance, and as if we don't have, if we have good insurance. And I'm just like, I don't know if anyone is watching, or I don't know if you've seen the Black Lady Sketch Show.
I love Black Lady Sketch Show.
Oh my god, I just heard the Hertep character, Dr. Hadassah Olean.
I love her. Are you kidding me? Yes.
I heard her being like, they're trying to poison us with lactose, and if you split lac and toast.
I love her. Her and Dr. I want Dr. Umar to be on the Black Lady Sketch Show so bad. Like a little team up. I saw this completely off topic, sorry, but this is one of the funniest tweets I saw yesterday. It was talking about like, imagine a show that's like kind of in the style of like To Catch a Predator, but it's like black men going to meet white women and they show up and it's Dr. Umar there.
Oh my god.
I personally would watch.
Someone call me. Get PET.
I get them on it. I need that in my life right now.
That's hilarious. That would be so
funny. Dr. Umar is hilarious.
And they would still find a way to get past him. Like,
and they'd still find their way to the white women, but alas.
Fine, whatever.
It's fine. It's cool. I'm fine. It's okay. Anyway, moving on to the conversation that we're going to be having today. We kind of just wanted this to be like a little like therapy session, like we said, to just talk about these experiences, talk about how we like move on from them, how we like stay strong, find our peace, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we asked on our Twitter earlier if, you know, some of you guys in the audience would share your like worst or weirdest experiences with men that you had in public. Some of the response that we got, I literally wanted to cry this morning reading some of them. I'm not going to lie. It was absolutely horrible.
And the thing is, like, the way that, like I was saying, the way that I've blocked out most of these experiences that I've had myself, but reading each of these tweets is like, I've been in a situation where like I felt that way, whether something specific that they said has happened. It's just like the feelings are all so, it's just wild how widespread and like how I don't know, it just makes no sense. It makes no sense, the fact that we've all been through this shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think we're just going to go through these and we're going to give our little input, but the first one upset me to my core. Actually, it was, I'm going to butcher these ad names, but Sugar Honey Casey, she was talking about how her and her best friend were leaving a pizzeria and they tried to gather around the car, which is the men by they, and box them in. And then there was another time when a man actually walked up to her car and tried to let himself into the passenger side because he saw her sitting by herself. Can you imagine how scary that would be?
And it's also just like, is the intention to actually get the girl to like you? Like, because why would you think that would work?
I always wonder that. I think no. I think these men don't actually like the women. I think they like the fear and the power that they get from it. I'm completely convinced.
It has to be.
That they don't think that they, because what woman is going to be like, oh, you're so cute. Like, yes, right. Of course.
Thank you so much for trapping me in my car. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's, they just thrive off the fear because they're sadists and I hate it.
Okay. The next one is from Amar Yari. That's cute. I like that one.
Go ahead, girl.
She said that, or they said that they got followed through the mall because a man saw their shirt and wanted to make sure they actually liked Jujutsu Kaisen and didn't just like the cool design. We talked about this.
We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. When men being like, oh, women can never have like be interested in anime or like gaming.
Imagine me going up to like one of those men with like a woman with an afro on their shirt and being like, do you actually know what natural hair products they use?
Do you actually like black women? No.
Right. Name one.
No. There was Don't Be Coy was talking about how she or they got followed down the street. And there was another one, Lil Miss Fenty, said that they were on the metro and a man had a brown paper bag and asked if they'd like some of his wine. And then they politely declined. And then he still was trying to like talk to them and kind of trap them. It's like, follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I guess they had to promise him that they would in order for him to leave them alone. The metro is so scary. When we get into our own personal experiences, I definitely want to talk about that.
Brought one back that I literally couldn't think about when we were writing the episode. Yeah.
Being trapped on the subway is horrible. Like, there's nowhere you can go.
No, until there's like a split second that the door opens and like, yeah, then we're going. Cause like, I'm trying to get home probably.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's horrible. Yeah. This next one made me want to cry.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. This one is from Amina For Real. It says, 4 months ago, I was on the bus and this guy was grinding my ass. It was packed and I didn't want to have it and I didn't have anywhere to move. I wanted to cry so bad. It's crazy because I always thought that if I was in a situation like that, I would speak up and cause a scene, but I couldn't even open my mouth. That's real.
Sad. That's so real. Have you seen a TV show called Sex Education?
Yes. Oh, yes, I know. Yeah, I did watch that. Yeah.
With Amy, and like there was a thing. I think that exact same situation happened to her as well on the bus, or he like had like masturbated on her back or something
Oh my God. Yeah.
And it's horrible. And I think in the follow-up tweet I saw as well, she was talking about how she felt disgusted with herself.
Right.
After that happened. And I'm like, girl, no, it was not your fault. And I wanted to give her a hug.
That thought process after of like, I mean, we'll get into it, but of like the things you wish you did or like the things you wish you could have done, it's debilitating. It's hard. I'm sorry, Amina.
We love you.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
This next one is May Monet, whatever. I don't know how to say these names. But they were talking about how a man once spent an entire bus ride showing them pictures of his daughter and then asked them if they wanted to go for drinks afterwards. And they were 15 at the time. I have a whole theme of like being underage. And yeah, that is a big thing. And those always scare me out, freak me out. How do you have a whole daughter? Or like they will show you pictures of your daughter that's your age and then ask you for drinks. I can't.
Oh my God, literally. Okay, the next one is from Angel Desi. It says, some creep tried to unzip my skirt at a club. The zipper was on the back. At first, I thought it got caught into something, but then they tried to go to do it again.
Oh my goodness.
Those skirts with the, and they're so cute, but damn.
The zipper on the back. Oh my goodness. I would be so frightened. I'd be so scared.
Literally, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, that was the last one of the audience responses, and all of those just make me so sad, and they make me so angry at the same time, and I have so many emotions when it comes to these things, because it's not fair ever. It's just, I don't know. I just feel so frustrated, and now we're about to, like, get into our, like, personal experiences and do, like, a little bit of sharing, and the first thing that, like, these remind me of is just, like, having men follow you home is the scariest thing that I've ever experienced.
No, having a man follow you home is actually, like, I'm trying to remember the first time it happened to me, and I don't even know if I do, but just the fear of, like, having to figure out what are you going to do, and, like, how long will they try for, and, like, do they already know where you live? Like, did they find out? Like, do you think you lost them? Oh my God, what is the, do you have an experience that comes to mind for that?
Yes, absolutely. There was one time something had happened and I was just coming home by myself and there was a man who had tried to talk to me on the street and I kind of like politely declined him, like kind of like tried to go home and he followed me down my block and I was coming past like where I lived and I had my keys in my hand and I was like, fuck, I can't, I'm scared if I try to go into my apartment, he's going to try to like follow me.
Right.
So I just had to keep walking down the street and like try to cross the street and like try to lose him. And I was so, it was also at night. I was just terrified.
Terrifying. It really is. And I've only experienced this in a car. So like, luckily enough, I could keep driving, but like by the time you notice that the same car has been behind you, like, oh my God, I'll never forget. I was so scared. This one time I was driving home 2 minutes away. This man pulls up to me next to me at the light and like is looking at me from this minivan, like trying to say something, but I, you know, whatever. I was just like window up, like we move. And so I kept going and I get to my street and I see the same minivan behind me. So I keep doing laps like in my like cul-de-sac kind of area, just trying to like see when he will leave. And I keep making different turns. And like, eventually I saw that he wasn't behind me. So I pulled into the garage super quick, like close the garage, like, so you don't see the car in the driveway type thing. And then I saw him drive past and I was like, literally, I was so scared. I thought, I was like, I don't want to call the police because, like, fuck police. But
yeah,
it's like, what do you do in those moments? Like, what can be done? There's only so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I feel like also the police would be like, well, if you don't have any information, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah. They're so useless. It's because you feel so helpless because what really can you do? Because there's no one to help you, and also no one takes it seriously.
You
can try to report it, and they're just like, he's a creep, but, like, we're not going to arrest him for that. You
can't charge anyone for being a creep.
Yeah. I don't know. My friend had a story as well. So we all went to this bar one time a couple weeks ago, and basically they were doing this, like, PE class through Columbia where they had to, like, do, like, go on a lot of walks and runs. So they were, like, running and walking around our neighborhood because we lived together. And basically there's a situation where we came into a bar and this guy was like, I recognize you. Like, you run past my house sometimes or whatever. And he was so creepy, so, so touchy with them. And just trying to be like, yeah, like, sometimes I just sit in, like, my, like, I see you run past my garden. I just sit in my window and I watch you or whatever. And they had to, like, after that, they had to change their entire, like, walking route. Like, ever since then, they've never run the same route in the neighborhood before. It was the most frightening thing ever.
That's terrifying.
And he admitted, he was just like, yeah, I, like, wait because I know what time you're gonna come and run, so I just sit at my window and I just watched. And they were like, and then they felt like they blamed themselves because they were like, fuck, I was running the same route every day at, like, the same time because it was before their work. And, like, they just felt like they were to blame. But it was like, Shadi, it's not your fault. It was so scary.
It's crazy. You don't know who is watching. Like, you don't know. And, like, you don't know for how long. Like, I mean, part of me is like, I have two reactions to that. It's like, first of all, why would you tell them that? Like, even if that was true, like, what the fuck would you say that? But also, like, thank you for saying that, because, like,
now I know to never go.
Right. But, oh my God, I cannot. I feel like there have been times when I used to walk my dog all the time, and they were always like, I don't know, the way that I've literally just blocked these memories out, it's going to be so hard for me to recollect anything. But there would always be, like, an old man in the neighborhood, like, and be like, well, which house do you live in? Or, like, da 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 da, you know what I mean? But not in any, like, neighborly way, like, in a, like, just, I don't know, in a sus way. Yeah. It's so inconvenient. It's such an inconvenience. Like, why should I have to change my walking route because of you? Like,
because of you. It's horrible.
Yeah, men can just go on, like, midnight runs and, like, live their best life.
That's what I think about that so often. If men did not exist, I would go out at night so much more often. I think night is so peaceful. I love, like, the moon and the stars or whatever. I don't go on a walk or, like, try to leave my house after, like, maybe 7 p.m. I'm not gonna, like, whenever it gets dark, I'm like, I'm not going out by myself. I feel very scared. Mm. But men can just do that. I think, especially since living in Brooklyn, it is, I don't know if the men in Brooklyn are just a different breed, but never once on my Morningside Heights, wherever we live, men will, like, have started yelling at me from their cars. Like, I'd just be walking down the street, minding my own business, headphones in, and they'll, like, come pull up on the side of me. And I'm like, what are you trying to do?
It's like, what do you think is going to come from this? Like, and also, like, don't you got somewhere to be? Like, oh my God.
Hey, go home.
You just want to, like, shake it off afterwards. No, that's real. I don't know if Brooklyn men are a different breed or if Brooklyn men just have cars.
That's true. That's fair. Bro, I want to tell a story. One of the scariest experiences I had in my life is a couple weeks ago, I was at the Coney Island, like, Brighton Beach with my friends. And there was a situation, we'd all been, like, smoking, so at this point, I'm high out of my mind, it's fine. But I was just really paranoid, I think, because they had decided they wanted to go swimming. I was reading a book, so I was like, no, I'll just stay here. These men pulled up, and they were just, like, watching me the entire time. And then they kept trying to talk to me, and I kept ignoring them, because I'm like, one, I'm a little incapacitated, I cannot hold a conversation. But they were just really, really drunk, really pushy, and they were kind of just, like, I'm turned facing this way, they're talking to my back and just being like, hey, come here, what are you reading? Tell us about your book or whatever. And then my friends finally came back as well or whatever, and they tried to talk to all of us, and we're all just looking at each other and sitting in complete silence, just waiting for them to leave. And they're still talking at us. And we, like, just did not know what to do. It was, like, the most frightening thing ever. I'm, like, so, like, scared. And then at the end, they got angry at us, and they were like, you guys are like bitches, whatever, like, you guys aren't nice, you don't know how to talk to people, whatever. And then we like left to go on the boardwalk again after they'd finally left. And we ran into them again and they were like berating us completely. And they were just like, you guys are bitches. You're so mean. You don't like to talk to people. You're so stuck up, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I need to go home.
Literally,
I,
like, would you want to talk to you right now?
That's what I'm saying.
My friend, I remember you telling me that story, and my friend Zoe, the same week, I think at the same damn beach, she went and she and her friends had to leave too, because this man walked up to them with a kid in his arms, a daughter in his arms, and is just like literally not leaving, like just standing over their beach towel, like speaking to them. And, you know, I don't know if he got aggressive. I don't remember all the details, but it's just like unwavering, like no matter how many times in different ways you can say no, it's like, we're going to keep harassing you. Oh my God. I can't with them.
They're so belligerent. Yeah.
The beach is a whole other can of worms.
Also, I think I personally also just feel very like exposed as well. Cause I'm like, I'm in a swimsuit or whatever. I just, it makes me, it feels more icky for some reason. And I don't know why. And it's just, oh, I just want to punch them.
Like, you know, It's a natural reaction. Like, that's the tough part about going to the beach. It's not even like a confidence or like a body thing. It's more just like, I'm literally just like so too visible to these people right now that like, exactly. I know Artie will view me in a certain way, even if I was fully clothed.
Yeah.
But, like, it's something that you have to think about, which sucks. And it's men horrible. Don't know how to like take no for an answer. Like, they don't know. You know, we were talking about the subway and I was thinking about this one time, oh my God, this homeless man walks past. And if I have a dollar, I'm always going to give a dollar. Mm-hmm. So he was asking for a dollar. I gave him one. He goes and asks the rest of the train for a dollar. And then he comes back. And I was like, okay, whatever, small talk, whatever. And he was like, he was looking at my friend. She's like, a nice yellow thing. Da-da-da-da. Like, da-da-da-da. And then he was like, what's she mixed with? And asking me. And I was like, bro, if you don't. It was the attention to the mix that was also like it was just so much happening that was so layered. And then he was like, I have a daughter too, and like, she, you know, but I can't talk to her no more, she's all about the feminism now, like da da da, I hope y'all ain't like that, all this stuff. And he was just like, what? I just could not believe. And then I kept saying, like, he was just like, so what stop are you getting off at? And I was just like, it doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter. And it was just, I don't even remember how it ended. It was, I think we had to get off the fucking train or like change cars or something. Cause it was just like, what do you do? But there was no matter how many ways you repeat, like, I'm not interested. No, thank you. Goodbye. Please leave. Like, please leave me alone. No. It's unending. And it's hard to know what to do in those situations. I still don't know.
I still don't know how to navigate them. I just freeze up or I get silent for the most part. And then sometimes I'll get angry and I'll be like, no. I'll just be like, leave me alone. And then I get nervous to do that because I'm just like, what if they get angry at me and then I'm going to get hurt. It's so horrible.
Because it's like ignoring could have its own, you know, responses and consequences. Saying no can have its own consequences. If you dare to get belligerent or angry yourself, that's a whole other thing. Like,
I don't know. There's like no like right way to do it. I don't know.
The other day at the gym, I was telling the story on my Instagram story the other day, or on my close friends. Oops. But I was at the gym actually yesterday. This is yesterday. And basically this man, I was working out. The gym was empty because I tried to go, especially in COVID, like in the middle of the day when nobody's there. Mm-hmm. And he walks past me like 5 times on different machines at different points throughout my workout. And I was just like, okay, that's fine. You know, whatever, wherever he's going. Then at one point, a few times I like, you know, would pull my mask down for a quick second to drink water. And he at one point came and like was standing in front of me. Like, he did his little walk past thing and then just standing there, took his mask off and acted like he was like looking for something. And I was like, And then he was like, what did he say? Oh, he finally comes up to me after when I'm like wiping my machine down. Like, he pops up out of nowhere. So I was like, damn, you were waiting for me to like visibly be done with something. And then he says something. I have my headphones in. I'm assuming he's asking if he could use the machine. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'm done with it. And he's like, no, that's not what I said. And I was like, okay, well, what did you say? And he was like, I said, I like your braids. And I was like, okay, thanks. Like, thank you. I mean, you know, whatever. And keep it pushing. I put my headphones back in. He's still talking. So I can't hear him. I take him out again. And I'm like, what? And he was like, oh, well, you know, I saw you on your grind. And like, I didn't want to interrupt you while you were in the flow. And I was like, okay. Like, and what about it? He was like, but I was just wondering if you would want to go to dinner with me sometime. And so I was just like, I resorted to the like, oh no, I have a boyfriend. Like, no. Yeah. And he was like, oh, well, nothing's wrong with company. Nothing's wrong with company. Like, you can't just have a little company. I was like, ah!
Better too much. I like when they hit you with the, your boyfriend lets you have friends.
Like, right, like, what do you mean? I was like, you're right, but like, no thanks. Like, no thanks. Right. I don't want to go to dinner with you. And also, mine is just like a 45-year-old man. I was like, this is so, just like, I don't think I look like someone you should be going after. Like,
they're so horrible.
Literally, and then I kept seeing him, and like, it was just so weird. Like, and I was scared to leave the gym, to be honest. I was like, I texted my mom. She was like, text me when you get home. Like, make sure you keep looking behind you on the walk home. Like, make sure he's not following you.
Yeah.
I know he saw me when I left. I was trying to avoid him, but he then was using the machine right by the exit the whole for like 30 minutes. I was just like,
oh my gosh.
It was very uncomfortable. I'm scared to go back, to be honest. Yes. I'm like, I'm gonna keep switching up the time because, bruh.
You just reminded me of my, I have a gym story too that I just remembered. Oh, honestly, we're gonna have to cut these off at some point because I could just keep talking all day.
Really?
But maybe this will be like one of the last ones. I remember, so I was walking to the gym. It's like a couple blocks down from my apartment. And there was a man that I'd passed on the way there. I had assumed that he was homeless just based on the way that he was dressed, and he was sitting on the side of the street. So I tend to smile at homeless people whenever I pass them and just be like, hello, good morning, like acknowledge them. So I was like, okay, cool. He was like a couple blocks down from like where the gym is. So eventually I get to the gym and I'm like working out on my machine or whatever. And all of a sudden I see him like walk into the gym. Mind you, like this gym has like a thing where you don't necessarily need to have like a membership to get in the gym. Like they have like the first session can be free and then you can
start after.
Based on the way that he was dressed in, like, jeans, in boots, and, like, no workout clothes whatsoever. Just, like, did not look like he was working out. And he just, like, sat in the chairs of one of the machines and just watched me on my run. Like, he just, like, watched me do it or whatever. And I was just really, really freaked out. And I was trying to give him, like, the benefit of the doubt because I'm just like, okay, like, maybe
he didn't even do anything.
But he wasn't using the machine. He was just sitting there. Like maybe every once in a while he'd do a little blah blah blah, but he was not using the machine. Then I went downstairs to do like my floor workouts or whatever, and then I glance over and he's at one of the machines downstairs as well. I was terrified. I was like, I'm gonna, and but then I blamed myself because I was like, I smiled at this man, I gave him an invitation. Mm-hmm. He thought that I was interested, and I was just like, gotta go. I was just so scared. Thing,
it's like, damn, I can't even be like a decent human being anymore for fear of like being followed, attacked, harassed, all of the things.
I don't know.
That's terrible.
It was just really scary. Yeah. But again, it was a grown man. He had gray hair and everything. This is like a 50, 60-year-old man. And I'm like, sir, please. He's
like, go watch a movie or something if you want to watch women. Like, I'm not the one.
Yeah, I'm not the one. Please go. I'm thinking about it now and I'm just getting really like,
because it makes you like, the thing is, it's not ever just an instant and one and done thing. Like you're always gonna think about it if you're on that block where someone followed you. You're always like, now every time I'm gonna go to the gym, I'm gonna like keep an extra eye out than maybe that I wasn't, and like also just rethinking like, is this the running route I want to take? Is this the gym I want to go to? Like, do I have to change the time of day that I'm gonna do the things that I want to do in my life for fear of like being remembered, being followed, being like
harassed?
Right.
Yes. It's horrible.
We shouldn't have to go through that. Just give us a women only, like, you know how they always talk about chocolate city? Can we get like a chocolate woman city?
Yeah,
like
that's it.
Give us a black woman haven. We'll take it.
I need it. And just men terrify me, but
as they should. I mean, we look at the material. But anyway,
I've saw so many more stories, but I think maybe we just move on and just,
if you want to tell one more, I'm here. I mean, up to you. What do you think?
Well, I think this last story that I want to tell is actually like a good segue into like the like part of the conversation I want to have afterwards. I remember I was like 15 at the time, and when I was back home, I was doing modeling for a little while. So there was this photographer who had reached out to me and about like doing a shoot or whatever. He lived in Nassau, I lived in Freeport, we lived in two different islands. But he like used it as an excuse to like flirt with me all the time. So whenever I post a story, he would like respond to it or like just like DM me randomly and be like, if you're coming to Nassau, let's hang out, whatever. I ignored him. I'm like 15, he's like 24, 25. I'm like, please leave me alone. And I remember there was like a conversation, maybe at the beginning of COVID, with people talking about like photographers and like harassment and stuff or whatever. And I had tried to like tweet about it and be like, yeah, like this is a big thing that like these photographers do. Like they'll like harass you, they'll do this. And like a bunch of women were responding and they were like, oh, like that's not bad. Like that's normal. Like, oh, that happens all the time. Like that's not what sexual harassment is. And they didn't even have a good grasp of what, sexual harassment was. They were just like, oh, like he didn't touch you. Like all he's doing is just like being a little bit too persistent. He's just trying to flirt with you. You should have said no. And it made me really sad because I'm like, you guys have no standard for how you want to be treated. Like if I'm not responding to you and he keeps messaging me, he's harassing me. And they just could not wrap their head around that. And they tried to like come for me and be like, oh, she's looking for attention. She doesn't know what sexual harassment is or whatever. Then once I'd posted it, a bunch of other underage girls came out forward as well. And they were talking about how he did the same thing to them. They were sending me the screenshots of how he would try to talk to them. All of them were like, the oldest one was probably like, same dude. And they were all talking about, like, they were all under the age of 17. And even a couple of them, he tried to convince them to do, like, nude photo shoots and things like that. The biggest creep. This guy's the biggest creep. And, like,
oh, my God, is he still?
I don't know. I like, called his name, too. I got so much backlash for calling his name. He's such a creep. But anyway.
But people have to know because it's also, like, it's just, like, what do you want women to do? Do you, like, people really just want women to be silent in those situations. Like, you don't want me to say his name. You also don't want me to like reject him in real time. And you don't like, you know what I mean? There's so many
you do. I don't know. Yeah. And I think that like it's kind of a segue into like this. I mean, this final part of the conversation about like how do you react? Like it's so scary, but what do we do? And I think there's the whole thing of like, okay, you try to be nice to them so they don't like harm you or whatever. But then there's like a certain entitlement that they feel when you're nice to them. They're like, or if they like buy you a drink or if they compliment you, then like you owe them something for that. And then there's a whole thing of like maybe giving them fake phone numbers or like promising to follow them on Instagram. And then you reject them and they can't take it. And there's just so much.
Let alone you ignore the DM. Like it's just, it is so much. And there is no winning. Like I've yet to figure out the formula
or way to ideal, do it.
Right. Like in an ideal world, you know, there have been times where someone gives you attention and you are like, no, and they say, okay, have a nice day.
Those are the best ones.
But like,
or just like the compliments that aren't expecting anything in return. Like you look pretty, and I'm like, thank you, and it's like, cool, see ya. And that's it. It's done. Amazing. Love that. But no.
But it's never that way. It's never that simple. And the thing is, it's like when a lot of men will respond to these fears and being like you said, like the women, even not just men, but like women being like, oh, you're being overly dramatic. Or like, oh, he was just trying to give you a compliment, like say thank you, like, oh, da 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 da. And it's like, no, there actually are more than enough reasons for me to be genuinely afraid all of the time of the men that I'm going to see. Because people are being killed. People are being like kidnapped. People are being abused in so many ways by strangers that they don't know for simply daring to explicitly state what they're interested in and what they're not. Like,
no, it's terrifying. It's
it's not at all far-fetched. And like it's so crazy that like there's this like actual like public, I don't even want to call it gaslighting because I kind of hate that word is used so often, but like the fact that the masses will gaslight, and not even just the masses, but like your own aunties and certain like elders in your family might even be like,
what were you wearing? Did you say?
Right, exactly.
So terrible. Yeah.
And it's like always, or even worse, like, well, that's
how I mentioned.
It's like, well, okay.
We'll unpack that in a moment. We'll come back to that one. There's so much going on. No, I think especially too about like the experiences of like Black trans women as well. I think about them like very, very often when it just comes to like men being so terrified, but they're so just like angry and like volatile in like 1 minute and then like this. And it's just like they're so insecure and fragile at the same time that anything can like set them off in just a way that's so like terrifying in trying to navigate the world.
And well, that's the thing. It's so tough because I mean, I don't know how this will land, but we were talking about like, do you even consider calling the police? Like, what do you do in those situations? And the thing when you're a Black woman, and I imagine to be even more so if you're a Black trans woman, is that who do you go to? Like, what structures are there in place for you to seek help with when you're in those moments, or when you fear you might be in those moments. Like, and I think about all the time, like even a lot of white Barnard girls would call, you know, like public safety to drive them home if they don't feel safe, or like, you know, anything like that. And that's totally, I mean, I have to justify in that case, like, if that, if you have things that will make you feel safe that are on call, like, yeah, make use of them. And like, we have those things too, but I'm also thinking about the fact that public safety is out here harassing my peers, and like, is out here like assuming that other Black students are not students, and like literally pinning them to the floor, you know what I mean? Like, so it's, as a Black girl, it's, there's even more things to like take into consideration when thinking about how you will respond to these things. And it's, and you have to do it in a millisecond. It's not like you have time to like think about it. It's constantly just being like, what is the like the root of protection right now in the midst of like fear and like uncertainty and however else you might feel about whatever's going on in your life? Like,
yeah,
it's like, how can I protect myself? Which is so crazy. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
No, it's so much. There's so much. Yeah. And just even thinking about the way, like what you're talking about, like all those feelings, like you feel like you're to blame, you feel disgusted with yourself, you're confused about why this is happening. You just feel like leered at and like small and silent. Mm-hmm. And just all of those feelings are just so overwhelming that even like trying to think about what the like practical response of like how to take care of your safety right now.
Right.
Just feels so far away.
Let me ask this. Do you like, what are your like safety things, especially living in New York? Like, do you carry pepper spray? I know people that have tasers, or like even just sharing your location with like as many friends as possible.
Yeah. Everyone has my location. I do need pepper spray desperately.
I'll order some if I get, I need to order some.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I think my safety is just that I rarely ever go out by myself. And I have my location shared with like multiple people, and I like keep people updated as well. I think I'm at a disadvantage because I don't even have a US phone number. So if there is an emergency, I need a phone number. There was a situation this weekend that where I needed a phone number and I didn't have it. So I'm going to get that before the school year starts.
Good. Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat. I too need pepper spray. I've had the same like freshman year and I don't think it works. I've never used it, thank God. But like, I thought about getting
to get that close to pepper spray.
I know. Well, my cousin, this is on a complete, this is not appropriate for this episode, but she got pepper spray and we were like, damn, have you ever used it? Like, do you even know what it's like? And she blew it in the wind and it blew back in her face.
Oh my gosh.
That's... Careful, y'all.
Be careful with your pepper spray and the tasers too. Be careful with that as well.
For real.
Oh my gosh.
Child, but we have just a couple more points before we wrap. Do you think you've had any experiences like that where
it's worked out well?
Yeah, or someone stepped in, or like,
no, I think like even in all those situations, especially the men around will just be like, anyway, let me mind my business, and I don't
like egging them on, right?
Yeah, or like being like, yeah, that's what just what men do. I have taken it upon myself though, if I see a woman being harassed, I will step in.
Yeah,
and that is like a strict rule, like by the book. Anytime I see it, I will step in. I haven't had
like check in with her, like
just see how she's doing.
You have to.
You have to, because we have to be there for each other. And I think, it's just, it's so scary when you're alone. So any way to like make a woman not feel alone
would be
really good for me.
No, I was thinking, I don't have one either. I guess where it worked out well is, like I said, those times where men actually get it and don't keep going. And that's not like because of anything I did. It's just, I guess they had a little bit of sanity and like,
just a tad,
you know, knew enough to be like, okay, she's not interested. Let me stop.
Let me go away.
Right. Child. I guess that was my last point that I wanted to make sure we talked about, because I've had a conversation with my friends lately. A couple things. One, there are a number of women who are like, I don't get why women would say catcalling is bad. Like, I like the attention, which is so, I don't know if that's a pick me vibe. I don't know if that's a, like you said, you don't actually know what you want in this life vibe, but it's sad. And then also men being like, well, what, a man can't speak to a girl he likes in public anymore? Like, men can't do anything anymore. Like, everything is abuse. So I wanted to know, what do we think the line is? What is the, you know, between shooting your shot and harassment?
I struggle very often with giving men rights, so I feel like I'm trying to think about what this line is. I think this is gonna be, I don't know how this is going to land. I think It almost always depends on what, well, actually what my interest is, I think. If an attractive man and a man that I'm not attracted to say the exact same thing to me, or even if it's like send me the exact same DM, one of them's gonna get responded to and the other one won't. But it's also like them being respectful is really important to me. Even if an attractive man started to harass me, I would still say no. But okay, I think it's like approachable. If it's the really the belligerence that there's a problem with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if a man wants to be like, hi, you look really beautiful today. Can I take you on a dinner? And I'd be like, no. And he's like, all right, bye.
Right.
And that'd be fine. It'd be like maybe a little bit annoying, but I'd be like, no, right. I'm not interested. But like if you keep following me home, that's mm-hmm. where the problem is, I think.
Exactly. No, the line is definitely in the response, but you're right. I was talking to my friends the other day. I was like, damn, there were so many fine men in the gym and it had to be the ugly one.
That's what I'm saying. If the fine man had done the same, I might have, who's to say? But it's still, honestly, at the end of the day, it still depends about whether or not you are interested.
Yes.
And if I'm interested, the approach sometimes doesn't matter. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Right. I think generally, I do think men need to work on their approach across the board. Like, there's a way to be respectful and flirt. Like, you do not have to objectify it to flirt, and no matter the attractive level. But I agree. Certain men I will let it pass to if I am feeling it. And then also, it's really just in the response. It's in the, like, once you can acknowledge that there's no reciprocated interest, like, what do you do? Because, like, I don't actually think it's anything wrong with, I mean, it's a little weird if you're walking up to a girl and asking her to dinner when you just met her. It's a little weird. But, like, if you were respectful and asked me to dinner and, like, I literally am just not interested in, like you said, and you're just like, okay, have a good evening, like, done.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
So much more simple. All of the fear would be like alleviated, but exactly. Oh no, I guess they can't do that.
Yeah.
Child, anyway.
Anyway, let us finish this episode and talk about what is bringing us joy, because I need it. I just feel icky a little bit just after this conversation. I think I have mine. Do you have yours?
No, yet. So go.
Okay. I think mine is a little bittersweet. I'm moving out of my apartment. I've had a lovely summer in Brooklyn. I love this area so, so much. So we're moving out tomorrow. And then I'm going to be spending a week and a half or so in upstate New York with my boyfriend's family. And it is so beautiful up there. We're going to go swim in waterfalls. Yes. We're going to go bike ride in the trees, and then I just need the nature, and it'll fill me. So I'm excited.
Wait, how was whale watching? You got to report back.
Oh my gosh, we didn't end up going because of the hurricane.
No, that's terrible.
We got canceled. Oh. I know. We were so excited, but hopefully we'll get to do it sometime soon. But the hurricane just all of it got canceled. Well, the hurricane was scary. Girl,
that was crazy. Was there flooding in Brooklyn? Like where you were?
Well, I wasn't even home. That's what I was saying, the thing where I needed like the phone number. I was out with one of my friends and I like needed to come home because there was a situation again with a man who had been like really, really creepy to me. He had like a foot fetish and he was like trying to follow me around and like see my feet, and I was really upset about it. So I was like, I need to go home. And I was like texting my boyfriend about it, and I was like, I need to come home right now. And I was very far away from where we live, and he was like, okay, well, like we were getting those like notifications about like flash floods. He's like, I don't know if it's like safe for you to come, like maybe you need to like stay at like my friend's hotel and like do that. And I was like, no, I want to go home now. So I just had to get a lift, but like there was so much water.
Oh my goodness, did you make it?
Mm-hmm. I made it home. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, no, that shit was crazy. Praying for everyone if y'all were caught up in the rain. I hope you got through it. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I don't know, man. I've been such a simple gal these days, but I guess my joy for this week, I've had plans every day this week, which is not like me of recent history. So I'm tired, but like it's been fun. Like yesterday was a friend's birthday party, and like I actually literally did not know a single one of her friends. So I was kind of just like, but it was one of those like, wow, this is great. Like I miss being in the world. Like I miss people. So that's fun. I feel like just seeing people I haven't seen. I'm going to keep saying that until I've seen everyone first. But that's my joy right now. That's what I got.
Okay, period. I love that. That is all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's conversation. I hope that it was some therapy for you to know that you're not alone, and that hopefully we can all figure out, I don't know, what our approach is going to be and how we're going to solve this.
Alexa, play We're On This Together.
Right.
Anyways, in the meantime, before next Friday, you can keep up with us on social media, on Instagram at Black Girl Blueprint, on Twitter at B Girl Blueprint, and like I said, if anyone wants my number, if you want to be text buddies, pen pals, DM buddies, hit us up. We want to be buddies. We want to be friends. Like, we should. I still think we should have a call-in hour, like, or just something where I we can talk to you. Like, I think that would be so
we'll
fun.
We'll figure out how to set it up. Maybe at the beginning.
Little office hours.
Little office hours. I like that.
Yeah.
And if you like this episode, let us know by subscribing. You can leave us a review. You can rate us 5 stars. Like McKean said, let us know like what you want to hear us like talk about. We just want to engage with you guys more. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be chatting over there.
Exactly.
We will see you all next week.
Yes. See y'all. Bye.